Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give him praise.
I give it all to you, Lord.
I can't walk without him.
Hallelujah.
I can't talk without him.
Hallelujah, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't breathe without him.
Yes.
I can't do anything without him.
Hallelujah.
I praise him today.
Yes.
I praise him today. Let's just love him for a minute. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I adore you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your presence is so real. Your power is so real.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. You're an awesome God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Let's just take this a little bit further, church.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here today.
You,
why don't you reach over and touch somebody? Lay your hand on somebody and pray for them right now.
You,
hallelujah.
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 You're an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Anointing, Jesus. Power, Jesus. Strength. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are everything, God. You are everything. You are everything.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. The power of God is real. You know, the devil can try to imitate this, but he can't do it. This is genuine. This is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the real thing. Holy Ghost and fire. Let me tell you something. Before you leave this house today, if you don't know him through the power of the Holy Ghost, you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, you've never spoken tongues as the Holy, when the Holy Ghost came, you can do it before you leave this house. Can they have it, church? Is it possible? Hallelujah. I just believe somebody's going to receive it today. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you got your Bibles, we'd like to turn it to John chapter 2 and verse number 1. And then we're going to go to Acts chapter 1 and verse number 12. But we'll read John 2 and verse 1 first. We do want to say that what a privilege it is to be a part of the church of the living God. What a privilege it is to be a part of this church, New Life United Pentecostal Church in Birmingham, Alabama. What a powerful move of God in this place today. I appreciate our pastor, Brother Sutton, and his wife, Sister Sutton, and their family. Hallelujah. And if this is your first time here today, just bear with me. And you could come back and hear Brother Sutton next time. But the Holy Ghost is real today. The power of God is real today. And I'm looking for somebody to receive him in this service. Amen. It's an honor to stand behind this pulpit. John chapter number 2 and verse number 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 5. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Somebody say, the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. And his mother said unto the servants, whosoever or whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And then go to Acts chapter 1 and verse 12. Acts chapter 1 and verse 12. And when you've got it, say amen. The Bible said they returned. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from, or the Mount of Olives, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went into an upper room where abode Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew and James and Simon and Judas. The disciples were there. But I want you to look at verse number 14. Excuse me. Look at verse number 14. These all continued one accord in supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Somebody say, the mother of Jesus was in the upper room. Amen. Why don't you lift your hands and give God praise and thanks for the word today. Ask him to anoint and bless. Hallelujah. We give you thanks today. We give you thanks today for your word, for your power, for your glory. God, you know exactly what we need in this house. Move upon every soul, every individual, God. Let the Holy Ghost flow. Clap your hands unto the Lord before you're seated today. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you, Sister Lindsay. Hallelujah. Amen. In our text, and I'm going to be as brief as I possibly can, but you got to keep in mind, we don't have service tonight. Hallelujah. But God is, he is good. Hallelujah. In our text in John chapter number 2, we find Jesus and his disciples and the mother of Mary at a wedding celebration. Somebody say a wedding celebration. What a fitting scene for the first recorded miracle that Jesus performed. It was at a wedding, a time of celebration, a time of rejoicing. And I was looking at this and I found three interesting points I want to point out to you today about this wedding celebration. This wedding that Jesus was at. Or this miracle that took place. There were three points I want to point to you today. Number one, this miracle took place at a wedding. Somebody say a wedding. The Word of God likens our relationship with God as a bride and a bridegroom. Can somebody say amen? We are the bride of Christ, Sister Rose. And in Matthew 22, the Bible says that Jesus tells a parable where the kingdom of God is likened to a wedding that a king had prepared for his son. And there were those who were invited who did not take it very seriously. They didn't take the invitation to come to the wedding very seriously. And they made every excuse possible why they couldn't come. Some said that, you know, I've taken a wife and I've bought land, and whatever excuse they could come up with, they said they couldn't come to the wedding. But the wedding was ready. Somebody say it's ready. Then those that were bidden weren't coming. So the king said, I want you to go to the highways and to the byways, and I want you to compel them to come. And they got a group together to come to the wedding. Aren't you glad that somebody invited you? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that somebody said you could be a part of the wedding ceremony or the wedding supper? Hallelujah. I'm glad that I was invited. But more important than that, I'm glad that I said, yes, I'll come. Hallelujah. Some interesting facts that I pulled up last night on the internet concerning a Jewish wedding. And this was where Jesus was that day. This Jewish wedding. It said that a Jewish wedding at that time followed what was called a betrothal period. This period was like an engagement period or an engagement time frame, only more serious with legal significance. It said, in a way, it was like the parents of the bride and the bridegroom had already married the couple without the couple. They had already made the arrangements even without them. And that in order to break off this betrothal period, it would require a divorce proceeding. It was the reason why that Joseph did not want to take Mary to be his wife during that betrothal period, because he thought she had been unfaithful. And he wanted, the Bible said, he wanted to put her away privately. Excuse me. But this time period, or this Jewish ceremony was a joyous occasion. And it said that when the betrothal period was complete, that the bridegroom and all of his friends would make their way to the bride's home, often at night, and in the form of a torch-lit parade. And I thought this very interesting. It said the bride was not supposed to know when the bridegroom was coming. She was not supposed to know when he was coming, but she was supposed to be ready at a moment's notice. She wasn't supposed to know when he was coming, but she was supposed to be ready when he came. Excuse me. Does that sound familiar today? Let me tell you something. The bridegroom is coming. I said the bridegroom is coming. I want to be ready to meet him. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands and praise him for just a moment today? Hallelujah. Matthew 25 depicts a story of 10 virgins where 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And those that were wise, they had their lamps ready. They were trimmed and they were burning. But the foolish had let their lamp go out. They had run out of oil. I want to make sure that I'm ready to meet the bridegroom. I want to make sure that I'm not running out of oil. I want to make sure that my light does not run out. Somebody say praise the Lord. Excuse me. Y'all pray for me today. The devil is a liar. How many believes the devil is a liar? Hallelujah. How many believes the devil is a liar? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here today. Number 2, this was a celebration. It wasn't a funeral, Brother Lou. It wasn't a funeral. It was a celebration. Somebody say, a celebration. Look at your neighbor and say, my life is a celebration. And if they look at you funny, tell them, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was on my way to hell, but now I'm on my way to heaven. If you're happy for that, clap your hands to the Lord today. Hallelujah. First Corinthians 6:9 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And it goes on and it lists several sins there. And it talks about fornicators and idolaters and adulterers and effeminate and abusers and thieves and coveters and drunkards and revilers and extortioners. It said they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But look at your neighbor and say, but such were some of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't you just stand to your feet? I need prayer right now. Hallelujah. Would you just extend your hands up here? The devil's a liar. He's trying to take my voice. Hallelujah. Mighty God, your word is powerful today. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My life is a celebration. Somebody say, my life is a celebration. I didn't come into this house today with the Molly Grubs. I didn't come in this house today with my lip dragging the ground. But I entered into its gates with thanksgiving. Come on now. I entered into its gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Somebody praise him right now. Hallelujah. I'm happy to be a child of God. I'm happy to be in the church of the living God. And it doesn't matter what the devil does to me. It doesn't matter what comes my way. He's still on the throne. And he's still a healer. And he's still a provider. And he's still a way maker. Hallelujah. Somebody celebrate today. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We praise him in the sanctuary. Because the Bible said to lift your hands in the sanctuary. It said to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Amen. My life is a celebration. Amen. It said to praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. That's why we do it here. Hallelujah. Somebody say we praise him. Praise. We praise him. Praise. Because it's a celebration. Hallelujah. It said in verse 6 of Psalm 150. Let everything that hath breath. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, as long as I got breath. Life may have you down. Sickness may have you down. But as long as I got breath, I'm going to praise him. It's a celebration. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready for that marriage supper of the Lamb. Are you getting ready? I want to get in practice. Number three, point at this wedding, Brother Jimmy. Number one, it was a wedding where the miracle took place. It was a wedding. Number two, it was a celebration time. They were joyful and happy, and things were going on. Activity. And number three point here that I want to point out to you on this Mother's Day 2006. The Bible said that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. Okay? And what I want to point out to you here is when it come time to pour the wine, they said, we don't have any more. It's gone. And what Mary said is what I want to point out to you today. She said, she told Jesus about it. Then she looked at those that were in charge and she said, I want you to do whatever he tells you to do. I want you to do whatever he tells you to do. And I'm almost through, but what I want to leave with you today is simply this. If Mary could stand up here today, I wonder what she would say. Some would have you believe that Mary, the mother of Jesus, interceded to Jesus on behalf of this wedding party. And that she is still interceding today. He's a good God. He's a good God. They would have you believe that we are supposed to intercede to Mary, Brother Corey, and to bow down to Mary and to pray to Mary because she was the mother of Christ, because she has a special place. But I pointed in a scripture in the book of Acts, and this is what I want to leave with you today. What would Mary say to that? I know the Bible calls her blessed. The Bible calls her blessed among women. The angel that appeared to her, tell her that she had been chosen to give birth to the Son of God. She was highly favored. She would give birth to the Christ. And the Bible said that she would call his name Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. He would be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Brother Dustin put up Isaiah 9 and 6. The Bible said his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. That baby that was being born was God incarnate. She was blessed to be chosen. But let me tell you something. It stops there. Because in the first chapter of the book of Acts, the Bible said, Jesus told his disciples that they would receive power after the Holy Ghost came upon them. And he said, I want you to go to Jerusalem and I want you to wait for the promise. He said, for John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. It's interesting to note that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was numbered with the 120 in the upper room. Somebody say she was in the upper room. She was there on the day of Pentecost. As you stand to your feet as they come back to the music, she was there on the day of Pentecost. She was in the upper room. She was there with the apostles, with the disciples, with the 120 that were there. And let me tell you something. Mary did not get any special treatment that day on the day of Pentecost in the upper room. Let me tell you, if she could stand here today, she would tell you, I was there. I was there on that day. And when the Holy Ghost fell, I received it just like everybody else received it. The fire fell on me the same as it fell on everybody else. And let me tell you something today. The fire of the Holy Ghost is still falling. And if Mary could tell you today, she wouldn't tell you. She wouldn't tell you, just give it to me. Because she would say, Brother Carr, I can't do anything for you. I can't forgive your sins. I can't wash your sins away. But I know one who can. And no more is he my son, but he is my God. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. Clap your hands to the Lord today. And he can be your Redeemer today. He can be your Savior today. The Holy Ghost is still falling. The power of God is still real. Hallelujah. What would Mary say on this Mother's Day? Would she tell you, I've got a special place in heaven? And I've got a special chair beside my boy? No. You see, Jesus looked at Mary when he was hanging on the cross, and he looked at Mary and he looked at John, and he said, John, behold your mother. And Mary, behold, your son. That tie was broken. And he ceased to be her son. And he became her Savior. She was redeemed. She was numbered. It's ironic to know that the Bible specifically mentions her in the book of Acts to let us know she was there on that day. And I believe she would stand here today and tell you, if you want to see Jesus, if you want to see him one day, you need to get what I got. You need to receive what I received. You need to repent of your sins, baptized in that name, and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I can't do anything for you, but he can. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord today. You need the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. The power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Ghost will give you power over sin. Will give you power over shame. Will give you power over trouble. Will give you power over sorrow. Will give you power over disappointment. Power over sickness. Power over disappointment and rejection. Power over alcohol. Power over drugs and depression and fear. You can walk away today, hallelujah, celebrating with the power of the Holy Ghost. Church, clap your hands to the Lord today. Hallelujah, if you need the Holy Ghost, why don't you make your way down to the front today? Hallelujah. If you need power over rejection and depression and alcohol and drugs, amen. If you need power over this world, you can have it today. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Church, would you come? Would you grab somebody by the hand? Bring them with you today. Hallelujah. Bring somebody down today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Find somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It matters not what happens.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Look at somebody and say, you can rejoice in God today.
Hallelujah.
Find somebody. Lay your hand on somebody today. Pray for them. Hallelujah. What would Mary say?